Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Iran has thumbed its nose at the world about its nuclear program. Threats from the government have countries like Israel on edge. Despite them, Sat-7, Christian satellite television for the Middle East and North Africa, continues airing programs with no plans to stop. As Sat-7 celebrates its 10th anniversary in a few weeks, Sat-7's Debbie Brink says many people are watching.
We are talking to Christians. We are very clear about what it means to be a Christian. Our research shows that probably 70% of the responses that we get are coming from a non-Christian background. And many are responding.
Sat-7's anniversary broadcast airs May 31st. And finally, MNN's Ruth Bliss tells us about Christian Resources International's impact on ministry in Mexico.
27 kids gathered in the living room of independent missionaries Jesse and Jenny Navarro for an English class on Wednesday. Daughter Jessica Navarro sometimes teaches this class. She explains why they do it.
There's so much poverty, so much tradition involved that they're stuck.
Jessica says that the classes are another aspect of their ministry. Because they're a distribution center, they're constantly in need of food, clothing, and evangelical Spanish literature donations.
Christian Resources has given us material to help them to read. Sometimes we have worksheets from the books that they provide to give to them, and they say the name out loud in English. We say it in Spanish, and they get to know it better.
For Mission Network News, I'm Ruth Bliss, Why Miss Mexico.
Book donations and funding can help duplicate this in other areas of the world. Go to our website for details. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news to help your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call our resource line for information. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.